Watch, Stephen A. Smith sees racist double standard in media reaction to Tom Brady's sideline rant. By Dylan Gwynn on October 17, 2022. Because it is a day ending in Y, ESPN commentator Stephen A. Smith is claiming to have found racism and has decided to tell everyone about it. On Monday's edition of First Take, the longtime ESPN excrement stirrer took to the airwaves to comment on Tom Brady's sideline rant at his offensive line on Sunday. Brady took his linemen to task for their lackluster effort during the Bucs' upset loss to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. But while most normal people would see Brady's eruption as nothing more than a team leader trying to inspire and rally his team to play better, Smith took it much further. While Smith did not take exception to Brady's rant per se, he did claim that the media would have reacted differently to his tirade had it been a black quarterback berating his team, as opposed to the angry white man Tom Brady. "We need to be consistent," Smith said. Was Tom Brady passionate? Or was he the angry white guy? Because if that was somebody else doing what he was doing with his offensive linemen, if that was a black man, we would have been talking about his temper. We would have been talking about the fact he might not need to act like that with the cameras rolling. "I had no problem with it whatsoever," Smith continued. "If brothers ain't blocking for you, you 45 years old, you behind the center and getting smacked around, you damn right you should get in their face. I have no issue with what Tom Brady did with them whatsoever. All I'm trying to say is that when a black quarterback does that, I don't want to hear nothing about it," Smith said. Since nobody is saying anything about Tom Brady doing it, it's hard to tell what Smith means by nobody is saying anything about Tom Brady screaming at his team. Within minutes of Brady's rant, video of the display was shared by several major sports media publications and seen and commented on by millions of people. Everyone was talking about it. The fact is, Fox, ESPN, and CBS cameras show black men yelling at their teammates every single weekend without any racial commentary attached to it whatsoever. Now, not everyone was making it a study in racist media double standards, because not everyone is an idiot. Nor does everyone get paid $10 million a year to say inflammatory and divisive things to generate attention for networks that are losing their influence. That's what Stephen A. Smith does. Unfortunately, he's good at it.